G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of Saturday, December 9. I'm John Barker, joining me as usual, Joel Marshall, and also this week a very special guest, John Hitman Hourihan. Joel, we come to the last Group 1 of 2017. It is the Magic Millions Kingston Town Classic over 1,800 metres at Ascot on Saturday. And well, they said Blackheart Bart would need the run in the railway and that this was his target. Geez, he very nearly won the railway, and you'd think if he could reproduce that run, it's all over.
Yeah, look, he's going to be very hard to beat. Speaking with Brad Rawilla through the week, they were rather sceptical whether he could win the railway, but the days leading into it, their confidence grew, his and the stables, and they thought he could run a good race, and well, he ran a great race. Just the pull in the weights, obviously a big factor, and he was warming up strongly. 1,800, he gets the big weight turnaround with the under the weight for age conditions, and he's pretty hard to tip against. He's come up with the inside barrier, and if he can navigate a path, I think he'll be the one to beat.
John Hourihan, can you see anything beating Blackheart Bart on Saturday?
Yes, John. Hi, friends. I have a feeling that there's a horse called Gatting. It's possibly an omen bet because I'm in here for the roughy section of the of this segment, and I really think Gatting has got excellent form, and seeing the England team are out here, and I think that great Shane Warne when he bowled that ball to Gatting.
Well, you've hit the nail on the head there, John, because that is why Gatting is called Gatting. He's by hard spun. How do you assess Gatting's chances, Joel?
Yeah, he will be a roughie, as you said. He's going to need a bit of luck from that tricky gate. He's a talented horse, and look, I think Perth Cup might be his go. But so if you back him on Saturday, follow up.
The danger that Greg Hooper has come up with to Blackheart Bart is Perfect Jewel, the filly. Does, as we point out, the fillies have, 3-year-olds at least, have won 16 of the 41 runnings of the Kingston Town Classic. So that is that's a pretty good strike rate. We had a filly win for the same connections 2 years ago, did we not? Perfect Reflection.
Perfect Reflection, yep.
So Perfect Jewel, but you've gone around Perfect Jewel as far as the dangers go.
Yeah, look, I was with All Our Roads in the railway. Had a bet, an early bet on him for the railway and this race. He drew badly in the railway, they went back. He was hitting the line pretty well, he wasn't all that far from them. He's drawn wide again. Michael Walker takes the ride. I think they really should bite the bullet and go forward like they did in the Emirates at Flemington. And look, I've already got a bet going on him, but I think if you're with him the other day, I think he's worth sticking with, certainly from the multiples point of view. Two, it's somewhat. He was excellent in the Emirates. All Our Roads came through the Kennedy Mile, sorry. It's somewhat was excellent in the Emirates wide. Really gained the last 100 metres to stick his nose out and run third. He's a key hope. And of the 3-year-olds, well, I've gone for 14 Money Maher. Just got way too far back in the guineas. Look, that's probably his pattern to a degree. He drew wide. He's drawn barrier two. I think with the light weight and from the barrier, they really do have to settle him a bit closer if they can. And look, if he can settle midfield and have half the field behind him and half the field in front of him instead of the whole field, I think he can improve. He let down with just a super finish to win the lead up to the Guineas. So I just think he has to be given another chance. But Blackheart Bart on top for me, from one on top from 7-2-14.
Any further information you've got, John?
Well, John, hi friends again. I feel there's one thing I haven't mentioned, that like Gatting, this horse has got a huge rear end, so there's a lot of power there.
What horse are you talking about?
Gatting.
Gatting, right.
Gatting had a very big rear end, if you remember.
Yeah, he certainly did.
I think that's why he couldn't see the ball coming when the great Shane Warne spun it.
Right, were you listening to Jonathan Agnew talk about that the other day on the radio? Yeah, right.
Someone, you've caught me out, John.
All right, there are 3 other listed events on the Ascot program on Saturday. First of those, race 3, Ascend Sales Trophies Jungle Dawn Classic 1400 for the fillies and mares. There's only 7 in it, and there is an odds-on favourite, and that is Celebrity Dream, and that's the one you were going with, Joel.
Yeah, pretty hard to beat. 3 wins from 4 starts this prep, and the only defeat was a second, so she's the one to beat. 4 top of the class, seems to run her best races early in the prep. She was good first up, hitting the line after getting held up. 3 Fancy Fox, hasn't been bad last couple. I see she's one of the outsiders of the field here. And 2 Fontaine Bleu, probably looking for a bit further, but third up, can improve.
Race 4 at Ascot on Saturday is the Tab Touch Sir Ernest Lee Steer Classic. Not to be confused with the Lee Steer Stakes. There seem to be about five Lee Steer races there, like the members' handicap in Brisbane. But this one's for three-year-olds, and it's over 1,400 metres.
Number one, Goulois from the Godolphin team. He ran in the Guineas. He drew wide. He was very good finishing fourth. He's got a bit of weight to give away to a couple of his key rivals, including number eight, Truly Belong, the filly, will probably be favourite, but I think that WA Guineas form will be the best form. So one on top from eight, five, In Love With Paris, next best, and four, Reykjavik for fourth.
And speaking of Perth Cup hopes, as we were before with Gatting, the other listed race at Ascot on Saturday is race seven, the Churchill Consulting GA Towton Cup. A few of these will be on the way to the Perth Cup, this one at 2,200 metres.
Well, number eight, Trap for Fools, is just cutting through the classes and building a picket fence, four on the trot, and he's certainly the one to beat again. From two, Falcon Crest, five, Shintamani, and one, Zarance, who's had the two runs back from a spell, and the step up in distance should suit, should be ready to start showing something.
All right, Goulois was your best, but we didn't cover your value bet, which is race 9, number 13, Great Again.
Winner of his first two, resumed the other day, got a long way back and just wanted to hang in the whole way up the straight for Lucy Warwick. Did a good job running second. Douglas White on board, a couple of gear changes might get him back on the straight and narrow. He's a horse with a bit of a future, I think.
Alrighty, that wraps up Ascot racing on Saturday. Back in Victoria, we have one more feature, and this one's a country feature, standalone day at Racing.com Park Pakenham, where the main race on the program, not surprisingly, is the Sportsbet Pakenham Cup, race 7, over 2,500 metres, a listed race, and no last start winners. There's a few of these, a few of these have been winning to some extent, but a lot of them have been the bridesmaids looking for a feature win before they head off, in some cases for the summer. Some of them are only just getting started. But where did you go in this race, John?
Well, I ended up sticking with Grey Lion. He's just been the model of consistency through all these staying races, hasn't he? He hasn't been able to win. Of course, that track downgrade at Ballarat the other day, I'm not sure if that was totally against him and probably not totally in favour of him, but he just ran that honest race. If there's another good run in him, then I think he's the safe way. From three, Insidium Ruler, won that high pressure race and was strong late at Flemington and then backed it up with a good effort at Ballarat. Wonder Little Engine, fitter for two runs back. Remember the 58.5 being a worry when he won towards the back end of last prep, because he's not a big horse, but he asserted his class there, and he's got the 60 to carry, but he's a classy stayer. And number 12, Animoy, who ran a really good race in the Bagot at the start of the year. He was a progressive sort of stayer coming through the classes, and he measured up really well, and he's been coming along okay this prep. Obviously this is tougher, but I want to include him in my multiples.
Well, I'm with De Little Engine number 1 to beat Grey Lion number 2, 3 on Sidium Ruler, and 13 I've chucked in for 4th at Big Odds Khartoum. Best and value bets, Joel?
My best is Mr. Churchill, race 9, number 5. He's had the 3 runs back from a spell. Thought he was good 2 runs back, running 4th behind Night's Watch and another Coldy. That's good form. No luck at Moonee Valley last start. Got back, ran into plenty of traffic on the corner and hit the line well late. So he's got a good record at the track. Craig Williams aboard, I think $8, great bet each way. And my value, interesting to just to know how he's going. Race 4, number 6, King River. John Price trains this. He's also got Wise Hero in the race, but King River, formerly based in Perth, owned by Bob Peters, and last time we saw him, he started $3.60, I think, against State Solicitor, who was very short, obviously. I think he won, and that was 6 from 7 for him, and we all know that he's got big raps on him. Of course, he didn't live up to him last week in the winter bottom, but King River, to start that short against him, says he's a good sprinter, and you go back two preps ago, he finished a couple of seconds behind Cool Passion with Malibu Style in third. All that form suggests he's going to take a stack of beating, if ready, in a benchmark 78. So $12 or $13, we'll take the punt.
My best was De Little Engine, race 7, number 1, and my roughie, I'm backing up with a roughie, Hokkaido, and the run was not too bad the last time. Now, this is a bit pretty un-John Barker-like selection because he's only under these weights, he's not suited at all, only getting 1 kilo off Burning Front. But at $31, possibly worth something, a win and triple the place, John Hourihan. Now, don't say hello, friends, or, good evening, friends, or God bless you, or whatever you were saying before. Give us one roughie for Racing.com Park.
I'm back, friends. Evil Lil, I think, has got a big chance. I remember last start, I actually backed it, and I had quite a sizable amount of money. I think I had $2.50, and that's a big bet for me. And it lost, but it had a lot of bad luck. And this week, I think it can come flying home at big odds. I think it's about 25-1.
$15 in your winning post. So almost not worthy of a roughie by your standards anyway. But Evil Lil is race 2, number 8 at Racing.com Park on Saturday for the father and son training team of Lee and Shannon Hope, and of course the granddaughter stroke daughter Talia Hope, claiming 3 and riding in good form. Good luck with that.
And the other thing is, friends, I also know that my daughter-in-law is called Lil, and we sometimes call her Evil Lil, so that's another bit of an omen. Most of my bets have lots of omens in them.
Okay, now you do realise that names of your family and bets that you have had in the past do not affect a horse's chances either way.
Okay, John.
Rosehill Gardens, the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday. Joel, there are no black type races, but solid fields throughout the day. What have you come up with?
Well, my best bet I see hasn't got a jockey, race 9, number 3, Careless Choice. He's in the Musselbrook Cup on Friday, which is a $100,000 race, but he's drawn 15. He's drawn 10 here on Saturday. Christian Reith's down to ride him on Friday. I dare say he'll ride him Saturday if they elect to go, because he hasn't got a ride in the race. But I guess after all that, wherever he runs, he's going to be hard to beat. He's a talent. Ran in some good races last prep. Fourth in the Hawkesbury Guineas, fourth in the Sunshine Coast Guineas behind Crack Me Up. Thought his first up run was okay in a race that didn't suit. 1,500, second up. I didn't think there was too many winning hopes in this race. The race on Friday looks probably similar sort of depth. So wherever they go, he'll be really hard to beat. But I like the $16 for him Saturday, so I hope they go there. And my value is Miss Ballantyne, race 4, number 4. Drew well, had every chance from midfield, ran on strongly for second behind Positive Problems, first up. Drawn not so well on Saturday, so going to need a touch of luck, but I think she's a dry tracker, so that's the key. We didn't really see the best of her last prep on some wet tracks. She was good first up on the dry, so certainly want to be sticking with her. And look, a couple of others. I think Mornington, we made him our best bet a couple of weeks ago, and race just didn't pan out. He sort of lost his spot. I'd want to be giving him another chance. And the other one that I was looking at was Pipeline, race 8, number 9. Possibly one run too soon, staying at 1,200 second up, but he was really good fresh.
John Hourihan, your roughie, you're going up against Joel, one of Joel's in Mornington. You're going with race 5, number 1, Hog Monet for Chris Waller.
That's right. I just think it's, it's been unlucky a heck of a lot, and I think it could...
It's been knocking on the door for a while.
But it's not... that's why I made it my value bet, I think, but I know it's not a big price, but I think it'll drift out because the punters are getting a bit sick of it, I think.
Perhaps they're waiting till New Year's Eve to back it.
Very good job. I like this comedy segment.
Glad someone does.
They are racing on the main track at Morfordville on Saturday, and I can inform you that James Jordan's Gems start early in race 1. It's only a 5-horse field, although I must preface this by warning that James doesn't sound too confident. Looks a tough day. We haven't raced with the rail in the true position for quite some time. Recommends halving your normal bets. But he's gone for one in the first, just in the 5-horse field. That is deplorable. Trained by the in-form and on a high Lloyd Kennywell. Forgive last start. Victim of a slowly run race. Joe Bowditch comes back on and should turn her fortunes around. Second of James's Gems is Miles of Krishan, race 3 for the Lindsay Park team, and Jason Holder was in at Racing.com Park, but they've decided to head over there, which could be a good lead. James says mare's going better than her form suggests, has had excuses at each of her 3 starts since moving to Lindsay Park. too keen last time, and then peeled out wide when the inside was the place to be. Segregation is his other tip. That is race 8, number 3. Has run some nice closing sections at both runs this preparation. Step out to 1,200 metres will be a positive. And indeed, Segregation, well, we've got him as a $16 chance. James says 26. Great each way option to finish off on an even day. Can you tell us anything about Morfordville, John?
Not at all.
Okay. Good decision.
The City of Marion Stakes is not a bad field there.
Oh, that's right. I forgot there is a black top race. Race 7, yes.
Not a bad field. Horses in winning form, a few horses we've seen in Victoria recently. I think it's got a bit of depth to it. I backed this kid Rocks at Moonee Valley second up and a tough run and just battled on really well. Teased the punters by running fourth. Drawn wide, but at odds, I'm going to follow up and have a couple of dollars on him. But going to need a bit of luck. As I said, there's a bit of depth that race.
Alrighty, well, Durban is the venue once again for Brisbane racing on Saturday. Massive fields. There were 149 acceptors. As we speak to you, 11 of them have come out. There's quite a few emergencies. There's not going to be 149 running there on Saturday. But there is a lot of interest in this meeting. There's a couple of listed races, the Just Now and the Brisbane Handicap. And there's also round two starting of the Origin, the UBET Origin Series. For the jockeys, which pits New South Wales, Victoria, Queensland, Tasmania, South Australia, New Zealand, and the international, or what's the other wild cards? What are they called?
I think they're called the internationals. Yeah.
The internationals, which is Robbie Froud and who?
It's not Jeff Lloyd. It's Robbie Froud and, good question.
Where is Jeff Lloyd? Because as you said, they've got their two best jockeys in Brisbane are South Africans.
I think he got suspended because he was going to be there and he got suspended. Mark Duplessis, I think, is representing internationals because the Kiwis are Larry Cassidy and Damien Brown.
All right, well, there's already been a few scratchings from one of these races, the Class 2, where there were 14 plus 5 emergencies, and there's already, in fact, 5 scratchings. So they are scratching around to find mounts for these Origin jockeys. So, yeah, which I suppose treat with caution the colours that you see in various printed publications, because there may be changes as jockeys are shunted from one horse to another.
Yeah, I see Sunday, Sunshine Coast, I think one of the races have come up with only 8 runners, so again, there's going to be jockeys without rides. That certainly doesn't help the concept, but they're still trying to sort out the best way to do it. And at least I think there is a place for a jockey series like this. It just needs to, it just needs a bit of luck for everything to go right and get full field so all the jockeys get their chances, I guess.
Yes, indeed. All right, well, let's look at the two listed races first. And the first of those is Race 7, the Aqua Constructions Just Now Quality. This is $13.50 for fillies and mares.
Yeah, I'm with number 4, Zumbelina. I'm going with the Sydney form. That's usually the safe way to go. She's a talented mare. Happy to forgive her last run. Chris Waller had her in Sydney, but I think once she came up with Barrier 5, a decent gate, this was the right way to go. To get some black type, 5 not on your life. I gave a bit of a chance to first up, but expecting her to improve on whatever she did. Well, whatever she did, it was outstanding. Come flashing home for a big win. It was off a good trial. She needs dry ground to show her best. That's the key, but she looks to have come back in super order. 3, she is what she is. We'll go forward and run her usual honest race. And 7, our BB, certainly inching closer to a win. All of her runs this prep have been good.
And Race 8 is the Green Options Racing Proprietary Limited Brisbane Handicap, over 1,600.
Well, Crack Me Up's going to be really well found again, and deservedly so. He was super first up, went right on with it next time. I think they're still talking Villiers, so to back up next week, possibly. He's drawn well, going to be really hard to beat. Look, I thought you could make a case to suggest that Can't Buy Better would be a big improver on Saturday. He was really good first up. He's had wide gates and wide runs his last two. Hasn't been able to show his best. Barrier 3, Jamie Carr, she can do no wrong. I'm happy to take double figures, Can't Buy Better each way. From 4, Crack Me Up, clearly the one to beat. And then the class up the top, 2, Hopgarten and 1, Rudy.
What about your best and value bets at Doomben?
My value is Can't Buy Better, race 8, number 6. And my best, we'll get it early in this two-year-old race. It's an interesting race because we've got the unbeaten Blue Book, 2 from 2. One, Full as a Boot, who's 1 from 1. They've both done it in town. And number 3, King of the North, 1 from 1. That was at the Sunshine Coast, but Mick Mair knows how to get a good horse. He's got a bit of the Apache Cats about him, this bloke. Big white face. And he just impressed me first up. He beat the $1.40 favourite, Bard of Armagh, who's also in Saturday's race. And I wouldn't be ruling him out, but King of the North was just really good, sustained good speed, was never going to lose. I think he's got a bit of class about him, and he's opened up double figures, and I like the look of that.
Have you found anything for us at Doomba, John Horan?
I have found one, John. Friends, I have found one for you. It's called Urban Knight. It's had a lot of space between runs and everything else like that, but I think it's got a great chance.
Race 8, number 8, Barrier 8. There's your little omen.
Well, yeah. I love omens, Joel. That's real. Actually, I'm going to make that my best now, if that's the case. Only joking, friends.
All right. Without further ado, let's move across the Tasman to New Zealand and have a Captain Cook at the big meeting at Trentham, because that is the highlight, the Ridges Captain Cook Stakes. The Group 1 at weight for age, over 1,600 metres. And Carly Joel hasn't managed to find the winner's stall as yet in four runs this preparation, but you feel that could be about to change.
Yeah, well, look, he's been racing really well. Just a couple of wide gates against him at Hastings last time out. Just gave too much of a start away, got back, and he's going well. He deserves another chance, I think, in a race like this. To Benzini, he's missed consistency. We saw him run on International Day this weekend last year in Hong Kong and ran a ripping race to run sixth, I think. So he deserves a bit of thought here. 3, Chocanti has been freshened back from Sydney and back in distance, obviously, but he'll be rock hard fit, and I reckon he can run a bit of a race, getting up near the speed over a mile. And 8, Sensible Princess is building a terrific record. Deserves a shot at a Group 1. My best for the meeting is Miss Doherty. Race 7, number 10. Very impressive first up, doing a bit of work and just kicking away to win well. Next time out, didn't get a lot of room in the straight, and I thought ran well. Will be better for that run. Drawn nicely, can hit right back, and my value is Ophelia Lee. Race 9, number 15. Hasn't had a lot of luck of late, and from a good draw down in the weights, I think in a tough race, she might be a bit of a knockout chance in the last. The other meeting is Ellerslie. They're running a bit of a twilight card again, as they did last week. My best is Go Nicholas, race 6, number 8. And my value is Spring Heat, race 7, number 11.
All right. Well, and good to see Trentham leading the way with a few really innovative race names there. We've got the Boys Get Paid Love Affair with Ted, 3-year-old. And we've got the Jack Doig Loved His Racing race rating 65. So best wishes to Jack's family. I assume he's no longer with us, but I like that. I do like it. The big race on Sunday, Joel, is the TAB Werribee Cup. Over 2,000 metres worth 100,000. What did you think about that?
Knight's Watch should be pretty hard to beat. Darren Weir's done a terrific job with him, just taking him through the classes, and he's got him into a $100,000 feature and in good form. He took a fair bit of the straight to win at Sandown last week, but he was good late and just a progressive horse. I think he's clearly the one to beat.
All right, that leaves us only to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. No, sorry, it doesn't, because there is one other thing on Sunday that is even bigger than the Werribee Cup, believe it or not, and that's the Hong Kong International Races, and Joel has done the form.
Yeah, we can run you through quickly those. No Aussie runners this year. We had a few last year, but still plenty of Aussie and New Zealand bred runners to spike the interest. The Vase is the first of the four big ones. I've gone 7, Max Dynamite, who ran a place in the Melbourne Cup, obviously. Hasn't been at 2,400 for a while. He's usually out over further, but if the pace is strong, he can run well. 1, Highland Reel, class stayer, obviously. 2, Talismanic, and 3, Tiberian. The Hong Kong Sprint, I'm with Nashua Willer and John Size on the favourite, Mr. Stunning, number 1. He won the Prelude a couple of weeks ago in excellent fashion. He's won his past two in dominant style, and he's the one to beat from 2, Lucky Bubbles, 10, DB Pin, and 3, Peniophobia. The Hong Kong Mile, I've gone with number 3, Contentment. Trip to Japan just seemed to have knocked him around. He wasn't at his best last start, but John Size has freshened him up. He's run well in this race. the past 2 years, and I think at each way odds, if he finds his best, he's a chance. From 13, Lancaster Bomber from the Aidan O'Brien team, very tough horse. He's raced in six countries in 12 months, one beauty only, won this race last year, and Seven Seasons Bloom, who's racing really well, in for fourth. And in the Hong Kong Cup, Werther's going to be a really warm favourite, hard to beat. Time Warp, I thought, was really good against him last start, and he's a horse that's come back and really improved horse this time in Zach Purton to ride. So I've gone with him, number 9, Time Warp, from 4, Werther. And then the two Japanese runners, who both have a duck egg next to their name, but they contested a race on a very wet track last start, which of course I don't see a lot of them in Japan. Put a pen through those, they're class gallopers, and I speak of 5, Stefanos, and 2, Neorealism.
All right, and we can hear you. Oh, some of the readers can hear. In fact, some of the listeners can hear you. In fact, well, they all can if they're via internet connected, I suppose. You're going to be on the radio talking about Hong Kong on Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, Werribee, and we'll talk a bit about Hong Kong on the on Radio TAB Queensland. I'll be on air RSN Saturday morning on the punters panel to go through the Pakenham meeting in depth.
There you have it, punters. Leaving us now, only to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. All the form for Friday night, Saturday and Sunday, and fields for Monday as well. And all your favourite reading. We are really starting to build up a bit of top quality summer reading, both the front and the back of the paper, as you would attest, John. Finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend. I'm going to go out of character. I'm going to be conservative in that I'm only going to go a place. $20 a place, race 8, number 5 at Racing.com Park, and that is Hokkaido, Joel?
I'll go in the Sir Ernest Lee Steer Classic, Ascot, race 4, number 1, Gulwa.
And you, John?
I think I'll go with Hogmanay.
Hogmanay?
Which was Rose Hill, race 5, number 1.
Yes.
Excellent. All right, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next time on the Preview Podcast.
Goodbye.